The developers of two historic buildings in downtown Syracuse are seeking tax breaks from the city. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Whitney Lofts project would feature 16 new apartments, a restaurant, and a speakeasy bar.
The tax breaks total more than $200,000 on sales and mortgage taxes. Deputy Commissioner for Business Development Nora Spillane says the redevelopment will add new excitement to the 300 block of South Salina Street.
This is really a way for public dollars to be used on projects that we know will have tangible economic impacts onto the downtown neighborhood, fixing up historic buildings that continue to build on the vibrancy of downtown.
Spillane says the Syracuse Industrial Development Agency could vote on the tax breaks in January. She notes that the developers are not asking for property tax exemptions, also known as pilots or payments in lieu of taxes. Even if they were, the development agency does not need the permission of the city council to authorize a pilot, as they traditionally did before voting to nix the policy last year. Councilor Khalid Bey says that is still problematic.
I thought it was a good faith effort to say, while we know we don't have to come to you, you represent the voices of the people, so let us come to you to get your approval. To me, that's win-win. It's fair. To move away from that is another statement altogether. It means you no longer care about what the people think.
Bay says there could be pushback to that policy next year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.